Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the breach between the old fellows is wider than ever now. Squire Skimp talked Lum into breaking into the store the other night in order to get the paper back which gives Abner sole ownership of the store and bakery. The squire then turned about and traded this information to Abner for some groceries. So Abner called the town marshal, Uncle Henry Lunsford, and stationed him in the store that night to wait for Lum. As we look in on the little community today, we find poor old Lum in the town jail. And just outside the cell door, we find a very remorseful Abner. Listen.
Well, now, listen, Lum.
Go away. I don't want to talk to you, Mr. Peabody. You've got me throwed in jail. Ain't that enough to satisfy you? You have to come down here and gloat over what you done?
I don't want to gloat over nothing, Lum. I just want to explain to you how this whole thing was just a joke.
A joke? It's a fine joke. Making a jailbird out of a respectable citizen. Putting a blot on an untarnished character. Crossing his face with the shatter of the bars.
Well, I never meant for you to actually get put in jail. When I told Uncle Henry Lunsford to surprise you at the store when you come in to get that paper you signed, why, I said I was just doing it to josh you.
Well, you ought to know better than to get Uncle Henry in on any kind of a joke. He don't know the meaning of the word joke.
No.
There's as serious as one feller there is in this town. Special since he got to be town marshal. Granny, you ought to see how important he acts. I actually believe he's proud he's got me in here.
Well, that's natural, Lum. You're the only prisoner he's ever had since he got elected, I reckon.
Well, he's sure making the most of it, I know that. Granny, he bosses me around something wonderful.
Bosses you around?
Yeah, he's got a big bell he keeps ringing every time he wants me to do something. He rung it at 5 o'clock this morning, made me eat some bread and water. Said that was my breakfast.
Well?
And he rung it again at 6 and put a big chain on me and marched me outdoors to break up rocks.
Break up rocks?
Yeah, we finally found a rock, but we couldn't find nothing to break it up with, so he brought me back in.
Well?
Then he rung the bell again at 9 o'clock and gave me an encyclopedia to read. Said it was reading hour for the prisoners.
Huh.
I didn't want to read nothing, but he held his gun on me and made me do it.
Hey, Doggies, where's Uncle Henry getting all them ideas?
Oh, he seen a moving picture in at the county seat all about a big penitentiary, so now he thinks he's got to do everything he's seen in that picture.
Well, I do know.
And I ain't been here but a short time, and already I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle. Think what I'll be in 10 years from now.
10 years? Why, you ain't going to be in here 10 years, Lum.
I don't know. I might just as well be. Everybody in town knows where I'm at, so I might just as well spend the rest of my life right here. I'm a ruined man. Don't matter now whether I'm here one day or 1,000 years.
Oh, you ain't ruined, Lum. I'll have you out of here today, just as soon as I can explain to Uncle Henry that I don't want to bring no charges against you for breaking in the store. He'll turn you loose.
Go ahead, bring the charges against me. I don't care.
No, sir, I ain't gonna do it. I'll get you out of here in no time at all.
Well, why ain't you done it then? You've had enough time to explain all Einstein's, or whatever his name is, theories about relatives by now.
Well, I ain't been able to get a hold of Uncle Henry long enough to tell him nothing. He keeps saying he's too busy to talk to me.
Yeah, it sounds like him.
Just keeps running around like he's might not attached. I reckon he's just so excited about having a prisoner, he don't know what to do.
Well, it don't matter no way, because I don't want you to get me out of here. Fact is, I don't never want to have nothing to do with you as long as I live, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, now listen to me, Lum.
I mean it. I mean every word I'm saying.
Why, Lum, me and you's been partners for a long time.
Uh-oh.
Bogus, what's that?
Oh, that's that dead blame bell Uncle Henry keeps ringing.
Hmm. What's it ringing for this time?
I don't know. More than likely wants me to scrub out the jail again or some such crazy idea. Well, I'll find out in a minute. Here he comes.
Yeah, well, good. I'll get a chance to talk to him.
All right, all right. All right, all the prisoners get ready for recreation hour. Oh, hello there, Abner.
Yeah, hello, Uncle Uncle Henry. Say, I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Ain't got time to talk now, Ebner. Have to take care of the prisoners right now. Got them on strict regulation. Only way to run a jail is to run it right. Let's see now, which is the right key?
Well, Uncle Henry, this is important.
Oh, here we are. Well, how are you, Lum? Or, I mean, number 6702.
I ain't very good, Uncle Henry.
The prisoners all call me Marshal.
I mean, Marshal. What are you unlocking my cell for?
Recreation hour for the prisoners. A rigid system of exercise. Builds up the prisoner's body and gets his mind off of crime and all such as that. All right. Step out of your cell.
But I don't want no exercise, Marshal.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, sir, Bob. Regulation says you do. All right, now. All prisoners, line up and count off.
Count off? I'm the only prisoner you got.
I said count off.
Oh, all right. One.
That's fine. All prisoners present, you're counted for.
Say, Uncle Henry, now, I got to talk to you.
Don't interfere with jail regulations, Abner. All right, number 7602. Hands on the hips. Up on the toes to count of one. Bend at the knees and back into position.
Uncle Henry, I don't need no exercise.
Here we go. One, two, three, four. One,
now
two,
listen, Uncle
three,
Henry,
four.
You can't put Lum in jail.
One, two, three, four.
I don't want to bring no charges against him.
One, two, three, four.
Uncle Henry, now listen
one,
to me.
One, two, three, four.
The other night when I wanted
one,
you to catch Lum breaking in the
three,
store, I never
four.
Meant that you ought to actually
one,
throw him in
all
jail.
All right. That's all for recreation hour. Back in your cell.
Uncle Henry, yeah. Now you got to listen to me.
Come. Back in your cell.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is important.
In you go. There.
Hey, wait a minute. You got me in a cell. I ain't the one that's in jail.
Huh? What's that?
Let me out of here.
Yeah, for goodness sakes, get him out of there. I don't want to have to share no cell with him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Abner. Bending over that way and them exercises gets me a little dizzy and my eyes blur. Here, I'll get you out.
Yeah, hurry up.
That's too strenuous. Might have to cut out this recreation hour.
Anyways, I hope so. I can't put up with this much longer.
All right. In you go, Lum. Or, I mean, number 7620 or 62. Let's see, what was your number now, Lum?
I don't know and I don't care.
By George, I'd better go and look that up. If you're going to run a jail, you might as well run it right. That's what I always say, if you're going to run
Well, hey,
a jail.
Uncle Henry, wait a minute. Come back here. Uncle Henry?
Stop hollering. He won't come back.
No, I reckon not. But wait a minute. Look
What's
here. Look here. Uncle Henry left the keys in the lock here. Hi, doggies, this is your chance, Lum. Come on. I'll let you out right now.
I don't want to get out.
Don't want to get out?
Of course not. What have I got to get out for?
Huh?
There ain't no place for a ruined man with a shatter of bars on him. Nobody will harm me, and I ain't got no store or bakery or nothing to go back to.
Yes, you have too, Lum.
No, I ain't. It all belongs to you, Mr. Peabody.
No, not no more it don't. I'm going to give you your half back, Lum. Just give it right back to you, and me and you'll be partners. Right, doggies, I got you in jail, and I'm going to get you out. I wish now that Squire Skimp never had a told me you was going to break in the store and get that paper.
Squire?
Yeah?
Did he tell you that?
Why, of course he did. I don't know how he found out you was going to do it, but over there at the store the other day, why, he said he'd found it out that he'd done some sort of detective work, he said.
Why, that snake in the weeds. He was the one that talked me into doing it.
Squire was?
Yes, sir. He said how you and me had always been such good partners, beautiful friendships and all such as that. And he said the one thing that was keeping us apart was that little scrap of paper I signed giving you the store and bakery. So it was my duty to get it back.
Well, I do know.
That's what he said.
Well, I wondered how he knowed exactly what time you was going to break in and all.
Snake in the weeds. Abner, I've changed my mind. I want to get out of here.
You do?
I got to have a little talk with Squire Skimp.
That's our time. Wait a minute. Here, I'll unlock the door for you
no,
right now.
No, I don't mean get out that way. I don't want to be no fugitive from justice.
Oh.
Go to Uncle Henry and tell him that about you not bringing charges against me, and I know he'll let me out.
Yeah. I know this. I'll make him listen this time.
Tell him that you... Uh-oh. You won't need to go. He'll be here in a minute. He rings the bell, and then he runs in here.
Well, reckon what it's for this time.
I don't know, but whatever it is, I ain't going to do it.
All right. All prisoners, attention.
What is it now, Marshal?
It's the Let me see now. It's, dadgummit, I forgot what I rung the bell for this time. Let me see now.
Well, don't bother thinking it up, Uncle Henry, because Lum ain't going to be in jail no longer no way.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Well, in the first place, Lum never actually took nothing when he come in the store the other night.
Of course he didn't. I never give him a chance.
And in the second place, it was all just a joke. I ain't going to bring charges against him no way, so you might as well let him out.
Let him out?
Yeah, didn't you hear me say I weren't going to bring charges against him?
Abner, this is clean out of your hands. The law has taken over. Lum here has broke into a store building, so it's my duty to lock him up. I've got to show the citizens of this town that all breaking of the law has got to be punished. Number 6702 here has committed a crime. And by George, he's got to stand trial for it.
Stand trial?
Yes, sir. This is the first prisoner I've had in this jail since I've been in office. And by cracky, I aim to make an example out of him.